From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Yes, indeed. We are firmly ensconced at the NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. This is the Bryant Park Project. News, information, and funk.
Funk.
Financial and the musical variety coming up. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I am Bill Wolf. It is Friday, February 1st, 2008.
And Bill Wolf and Rachel Martin and I are all a little bleary-eyed because we did stay up and watch the debate.
Well,
I
had to.
I know.
Couldn't get to sleep if I didn't know how Topher Grace would react to Hillary Clinton's health care plan. How does Topher Grace feel about mandates?
All those celebrity cutaways were a little bit distracting. They were having a substantial debate about the issues, and then they'd cut away to Alfre Woodard nodding
seriously.
She
looked concerned, I thought. Looking good, though, Alfre. I haven't seen her in a while.
Indeed.
Wonderful.
Of course, we'll talk a little bit more about the debate during the show. Also coming up, what else do we have, Bill?
Well, Jack Johnson's here to talk about his new album, Sleep Through the Static. It's released next Tuesday. Got a performance, a conversation, the whole thing.
And I'm going to have a conversation about Yahoo. What's going on with Yahoo? A lot of news this morning. A lot of news this week.
Big news this morning.
Yeah, the internet company is in what some are calling a financial funk. I'm going to do the interview because, full disclosure, Bill Wolf,
my brother Sam, one of the world's great guys, works for Yahoo.
Okay, so you have to just...
I'm going to stay out of it.
Also, if you weren't up watching the debate, maybe you were up watching the TV show Lost. There's only 8 episodes, but that's pretty good considering there's a writer's strike going on. A critic will join us, as well as a super fan from our staff will come in here, and they'll talk about last night's glorious return of the show.
Oh, I can't wait.
We'll also go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
A red carpet turned blue. The Sword of Stars packed the Kodak Theater in Los Angeles. That's the site of the Oscars. Last night, it was the site of the CNN-Politico.com Democratic debate. George Costanza was there. Quentin Tarantino was there. Alfre Woodard was there. Gary Shandling is apparently still alive. Looking okay. Pierce Brosnan, not an American, but there. Fran Drescher didn't speak that I could hear. That was a relief. Lou Gossett Jr. was there. Lou Gossett Jr. was there, Allison.
I was distracted by Diane Keaton's gigantic hat. Yeah. Anyway, huge crowds assembled outside the theater. I mean, it was circus-like. There were signs, chanting, people hoping to catch a glimpse of a candidate.
Ron Paul supporters.
CNN broadcast the arrivals of Obama and Hillary climbing out of their black SUVs. All that was missing was Ryan Seacrest. However, inside the event, the atmosphere was quite subdued for the first head-to-head matchup between the Democratic candidates Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
And, of course, the night before last night was the Republican debate in which Mitt Romney and John McCain went after each other. So a lot of people expected that Hillary and Barack would have the same sort of fierce intensity as they are the last ones standing in the Democratic race. But the theme of the night seemed to be congeniality, or at least delicately veiled criticism. Obama, as usual, stuck to his theme of change.
I don't think the choice is between black and white, or it's about gender or religion. I don't think it's about young or old. I think what is at stake right now is whether we are looking backwards or we were looking forwards. I think it is the past versus the future.
Thank you, sir.
While Senator Clinton stuck to her experience thing.
It is imperative that we have a president, starting on day one, who can begin to solve our problems, tackle these challenges, and seize the opportunities that I think await.
And even though the economy has surged forward as the most pressing issue to most voters, at least that's what the polls say, the theme of the Iraq War was a focal point last night. We'll pick it up where Hillary Clinton defends once again her vote on the war.
I think I made a reasoned judgment. Unfortunately, the person who actually got to execute the policy did not.
Senator?
In Obama's response, he took a hard swing at the experience ready on day one mantra of Senator Clinton.
Senator Clinton, I think fairly, has claimed that she's got the experience on day one. And part of the argument that I'm making in this campaign is that it is important to be right on day one.
Well, all the actors assembled to watch the Democrats weren't the only actors getting political last night. Another celebrity in California, also had a big announcement yesterday. Can we cue that tape, please?
It's not a tumor.
Sorry, control room. Not that Schwarzenegger tape. We'll just tell you, because I don't know that we have the tape, that yesterday, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger followed Rudy Giuliani by endorsing the current supposed frontrunner in the Republican Party, John McCain. And that is the Bryant Park Project's big story. Now, here is Rachel Martin with even more news.